And we're live! Woo! Welcome to Geeks with Kids, the sometimes bi-weekly podcast where we talk about
some
nerdy
shit. 2 weeks ago, right?
Were we? I don't remember. What did we do? We
talked about something.
It was just a general what's good
episode. Oh, yeah, the what's good episode. That was a good episode. That was fun. Yeah.
I predicted that Peter Gabriel would be good. I was very correct.
Are we surprised?
What were the odds on that? Because I bet
that was quite possibly the best concert I've ever been to.
Well, joining me this week is Dave, Marcus, and Brent, and we're talking about TV theme songs. This is going to be our first TV fight show. Is that
fight? We're fighting.
We're fighting.
We're going down.
Who's going to be the first? I don't know if we need to do what's good. Considering 2 weeks ago we just did a full what's
Liza
good.
Episode. Liza P is good. Play Liza P.
Liza P is
Titanfall
good.
2's back. Titanfall 2's back.
Oh yeah, they fixed the multiplayer. That's awesome.
It's so good.
Liza P is really fun. I was playing it today for the first time, and it's damn good. People were like, I remember people were like comparing it to Bloodborne. I was like, it's not Bloodborne. It's its own thing. It's good. I like it.
It is its own thing, but there are very, very heavy comparisons between the two. Like,
I find
a lot of heavy similarities.
I find the combat, I like it better in Liza P.
The combat in Liza P is more everything From Software has done over the years, and they've like cherry picked the little bits out of each that they like and created it and a exceptional system. But the Bloodborne comparisons to me are like the fact that you get like side missions from just random people in lit up windows on the street.
Oh shit, like, I didn't know that.
It's really pays to explore in this game.
Really pays to explore. I'm also playing Baldur's Gate 3 and Tiny Tina's
Marvel's The Avengers, because it's $5 everywhere right now.
Is this still working? I'm also playing
too much. Yeah, it's being taken too much to pay for it.
Tiny Tina's Wonderlands is also probably my favorite Borderlands right now.
More than Borderlands 2?
Man, I love this game. It's so much fun. It's so funny.
Is it on sale?
I don't know. I got a part of Humble Bundle, so
it's not on sale. Okay.
I think Tiny Tina's is on Game Pass, though.
Anyway,
I'm pretty sure it's on Game Pass.
Let's go into this TV theme song thing. We're doing TV themes, but I didn't even tell you guys. I'm gonna try and I'm gonna put some regulations on this. It's not gonna be. We're not gonna put miniseries on here. So nothing like Band of Brothers. We'll do our own miniseries thing, because Band of Brothers would have been my theme song if we did.
It's football, yeah.
Right? We're not going to do theme songs that were movie themes first, so no Star Trek TNG, because that was the movie theme song first. Stuff like
no
that.
No Batman animated series.
No Batman
that would just animated. Win. That would just win. That would
no,
just win.
No MASH as well. Like that. Like these were all amazing theme songs made for movies, brought onto TV. So let's jump into, let's go with our first one. Who wants to go first? Let's go with Marcus. Let's go with you, Marcus. Why'd you pick
down,
it? Tell me.
Because when I think of theme songs that instantly spark joy and instantly get me jazzed up, there's a handful of them, but only one will get me out of my seat and jumping and like dancing and excited no matter what happens, and that is the Disney's Gummy Bear theme song.
Agreed.
God damn, that was like the theme song was better than the show. I loved the show. The show was pretty good too.
It
was, but the theme song was even better.
Let's listen to it.
I remember two things: the theme song being so good, and I wanted to drink the gummy bear juice and beat some shit up.
Damn straight.
Hell yeah.
Bounce over that show.
All through the forest they sing out in chorus, marching along as their song fills the air. Gummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere. High invention that's beyond compare. They are the gummy bears. Magic and mystery.
We're gonna listen to the whole song because I don't care.
Along with the secret
of gummy berry juice.
The legend is growing. They take pride in knowing the fight for what's right. Whatever they do, gummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere. High adventure that's beyond compare. They are the gummy bears. They are the gummy bears.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I love that song. I should have not put on that Disney Plus.
Is that show on Disney Plus?
It is on Disney Plus. Yeah, I've watched it with my kids.
Too bad I canceled.
Yep. Yeah, I watched it with my kids too. It's great. It is good.
It is a damn fun show. Yeah, honestly, like this when we were talking about this earlier, it's hard. I wonder if we should just switch this to the best cartoon theme songs because literally we've all just picked cartoon.
Keep it in general. We're going through our favorites and then we'll just gush about it a bunch.
Yeah, like honestly, this is the one I thought of too. Like the first time.
I'm not sure.
I don't want to go because I do have a very close second. It's also a cartoon theme. But I want to wait until everybody said theirs, and then I'll bring up that.
You know what we should be doing is we should be ranking them.
Oh, we could.
Right? Like, this is S tier.
This is S tier.
Right?
All
right. This is 100% S tier.
Someone get a piece of paper. We'll put this on S tier.
Really, we should be. It should be a fucking, like.
I think we're just making this shit up as we go.
Gummy bears.
I'll make an Excel file. Hold
gummy
on.
Bears.
Yeah, I completely forgot about this. Taffy in the chat just pointed out. So on my Twitch streams, I have what's known as like the hype videos, like hype up, psych up, where if you channel points, I put on a custom made hype video, and the Gummy Bears theme song is one of my hype videos on there.
Damn straight, man.
Forgot about that.
This song. Yeah. I was telling these guys, like, one time I got really sick in university, and I just watched Gummy Bears for, like, 2 days straight. And it's because it's just, it brings joy. This song brings joy. Oh, my God. This is a great
thing. It's the perfect cartoon to sit on a couch and eat cereal with. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And that 100%. was the basis of all of the ones that I chose today for like all of like what my top one is, what my top five, all this. It's just the show. It's the songs that bring me back to the time of watching it and the joy I felt when it was playing. Like
any other thoughts on Gummy Bears? Like, I don't know what else we can say. It was amazing.
I mean, if you haven't seen it, you should probably just go watch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just go check it out on Disney Plus. Like,
I mean, the Gummy Bears theme was created by. Holy shit. It was created and performed by John Williams, composer John Williams' son, Joseph Williams.
There you go.
Talented family.
God damn.
Talented family.
God damn.
The nepotism exists for a reason, all right?
Wow. Well, cool. All right. Who wants to let's go with Brent, because you were talking about Sparking Joy. I want to know what theme song you want to spark?
I'm going to get off of the cartoon stuff now because I know we're just going to get right back on it. Like, I've got several cartoon songs here to mention, but no, the one, honestly, like, there's one theme song that I've listened to, and I didn't even, like, it's not even the show. It doesn't even bring me joy about the show. It's just the theme song in general. I just love it so much. So much so that, like, when I wanted to create the opening credit sequence for my Twitch streams, I sent this theme song to a musician and I said, I want something like that. Get me something as close to that as you can. And that is the Perfect Strangers theme song. That fucking song is so good. I don't like, the show is great. I love the show. It was wonderful. But the song itself is just, I love how it just builds and builds and builds and just turns into this big anthem like halfway through it. It's so good.
That's a good.
I've changed my mind. It should be a draft. We should be drafting these.
Yeah.
It tells a story. We know what's going on the show. Like.
I totally forgot they were in Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, the audio sync.
I'm hoping this is a short. There's like a 3-minute version of this opening.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
It was during the pilot that I had the full song. Yeah. Actually, like, that encapsulates what a TV theme song should be. Is like it's 30 to 60 seconds to let somebody who's channel flipping know. this is what the show is about. This is who's in it. This is the style of it. Here's a catchy song to keep you going as you go. And that's exactly what it did.
I mean,
in this song, like I feel like both that and the Gummy Bear, like I can picture the whoever's singing it in the studio. I can picture them like fucking giving it their all, you know, like they're sitting there, like they're like, this isn't just a song. They're like, oh no, I'm going to say standing tall. Like that's like, you can tell there's passion. Yeah. It's awesome.
It's a damn good theme. It's damn good.
That is good.
Is it S tier? A tier? I don't think it's lower S-tier. Than that.
It is S tier.
I'll give it A tier. I will give it A tier as well.
I will definitely give it A tier. Like, it's,
I think you've been outvoted, Brent.
Yeah,
it's one of those things. Like, again, I feel like the show was good. The song was equally as good, if not maybe even just a little bit better than the show. But when I think of the theme song for Gummy Bears, it's like, I love the show, but the song was even better. Like, the song just like cascaded it.
I will agree to A tier on the sense that I think the song is S tier, is epic. But as far as like how it relates to the show itself, it doesn't. There's a little off balance there. I mean, it's like the show itself is not like this big, huge, triumphant kind of show and everything like that.
I would love to know where Perfect Strangers itself kind of landed in the realm in ratings and like popularity compared. Yeah,
it was
like,
it was very well liked.
I watched it all the time. Yeah. I loved Perfect Strangers. But like comparatively to everything else of its time, like what, like where did it kind of land?
I'm also wondering how it sits in the zeitgeist now. Like, do people still remember it? Like, I know our generation like, will, because we were.
I think I don't know necessarily if you say Perfect Strangers, people might kind of go like, yeah. But then if you go Balky, people are like, oh yeah, 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 Balky, Cousin Larry.
It's like saying Urkel.
But wasn't that because it had a spinoff though as well?
Did they?
No, it's just because Balky was one of like the biggest television characters.
There was also him on Celebrity Rehab or whatever.
He was on
it was. Like
Family Matters.
No, Family Matters is the spinoff of Perfect Strangers.
Yeah,
because it was Harriet, the mother from Family Matters, was. She worked
on
at a department store.
That's right, and Carl showed up a few times
on the episodes, like
in the fourth season episode Crime Busters, and their whole family series, which just garnered modest ratings for blah blah blah. So the thing is, I think Family Matters did a lot better in ratings than.
Because it did ultimately.
I think Family Matters came along when Perfect Strangers was about four or five seasons in. So
Family Matters in its best season, which was season two in terms of ratings, was 15th. Yeah. And in its best season, Perfect Strangers was 13th in its first season. So there you go. So Perfect Strangers technically higher than.
Yeah. That's cool.
I like what you're queuing up.
I'm just getting ready for some extra stuff later. I'm gonna go over to Dave. Dave, what's your?
I'm stealing it early before you get to it, Eric.
Go for it.
All right. Airwolf, baby.
Yes. Tell me. Wait. Tell us the premise of Airwolf, because I don't think people remember.
Airwolf is Knight Rider, but it's a helicopter.
Do you not? You never watched this? Oh my god!
Airwolf is Knight Rider. Not only is it Knight Rider, but a helicopter. But it's at the time, it was the only helicopter that could do a loop de loop.
It's true.
They do it in the trailer. It was super dangerous too. Yeah,
it's such a good show, and the theme song.
Such a good show is a stretch.
To be honest, the last time I watched it was like 1989.
I think they only got two seasons.
Holy shit!
Ready?
I'm looking at pictures of this thing.
Right? Yeah, you gotta listen to this theme song though.
Because it's
listen
better.
To this theme song, it's fucking amazing.
Are you ready?
Burnest Orgnine.
Oh wait, no, stop. There it is. I mean, oh man. That logo and that helicopter
looks like a video game.
It was seared in my brain as a child. I wanted to be it. That helmet would come down. It was like, oh, so cool.
I also think Airwolf doesn't talk, right? The helicopter doesn't talk.
No, it's purely the pilot and the futuristic helicopter.
This style of song right now is making me regret that I didn't pick Bionic Man or $6 Million.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. Artist organized. The series premiered after the Super Bowl in 1984. I love that the recommended video was Listen to Your Heart by Roxette. Listen to
your heart. I mean, oh man, there's a good suggestion here. The A-Team theme. I didn't even think about that.
As soon as that started playing, I thought of the
Don't go down this rabbit hole of clicking on all the videos.
I know, I'm not going there. I know.
I don't need your opinions. That's S tier. That's
you're just putting it up there?
It's S tier.
I gotta be honest, I would put that on A for me.
Really? Yeah.
I love it.
I'm gonna be honest, I would put it on B tier for me. Here's the thing. Yeah. Iconic show, yes. The theme song in and of itself, to me, is like...
Oh. It's fucking perfect. What's more, you know, 80s?
Marcus is the deciding vote here.
Like, it's good, but I mean, like, hearing it like now twice, it's got a great rhythm. Like, it's got a great sound. It's very reminiscent of the time, and I like it. But it's not something that I crave. I wouldn't crave to hear it.
It works everywhere. Weddings, funerals, bar mitzvahs. No, the problem is it's
that kind of thing where you could hear the music and people would be like, "Oh, is this the A-Team or is this the Million Dollar Man? Is it like it's too reminiscent of other TV things?"
Yeah.
To be too like it's not iconic enough.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, I just think you just don't know.
Let me ask you this, Marcus. In 10 minutes. Could you still sing it in your head?
To be fair, you've only heard it twice.
Yeah, I've only
heard
it
twice. It's all you need. It's in there. It's in there.
Well, the problem is whatever I would come up with in 10 minutes would probably be a mix of that and other things.
Fair.
I'd love it at the end of it.
It might be that and MASH.
At the end of the recording tonight, what I want to do is I want you to hum what you think the Airwolf theme is, and then we'll play it back and see how close you were.
If he gets it dead on.
Taffy, you're in the chat.
If he gets it dead on, S tier.
What tier would you put Airwolf in?
Taffy, the stream's not working for Taffy still. So it's working for the rest of us, but it's not working for Taffy.
Oh, no.
So.
Loafing wheel. Boom.
Loafing wheel.
No loafing.
Well, Marcus, what did you put in? A, B, C, S?
I mean, I'll put it at A.
I'm hurt.
It was good.
Yeah.
I came out swinging. I thought that
is a good one. I really do like this.
I still feel like there's so many other theme songs that would have me like jumping out of my seat before that does.
When I think of theme songs, this is probably the one of the first ones that I think of.
I wish we had Steve here
because I would have went with one of the later Doctors because this is the Doctor Who theme.
Damn, that's good.
Yeah. This is from this David Tennant's theme version. Okay. So 2010, 2008 maybe this one. We'll find out.
Yeah, 2007. I'll be honest, I don't think his theme is as good.
Oh, it hypes me, though. Also, they never play the full theme, which makes me sad.
Because they're trying to get as much David Tennant on the TV as possible.
Yeah.
yes. Yeah.
That's good. That's good. I could hear that howly whistle anywhere, and instantly I know what's going on.
It's iconic.
You know? Yeah. It is 100% iconic. Now, granted, that's also because it's been around for what 50 years now? 60 years?
60 right now.
60 years. But I mean, that in itself is kind of like, yeah. I mean, shit. That's a good choice.
I mean, they didn't have to bring the theme song back because there have been a lot of reboots. Like I think of Quantum Leap, which I love the theme song from the 80s. Mm. They did not use it in the new one at all. There's no there's not even like hints of the motif anywhere, which makes me sad. But I love that when Doctor Who came back in 2005, they're like, fuck, we have to bring the theme song. And they did. Yeah.
They've done it for every iteration, right? Like, yep. They've done
even the like movie, done... the terrible movie they did. Yeah, they did.
Balmagan.
Balmagan. Great doctor. Terrible movie.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh.
Yeah. What I think, honestly, the first two theme songs I thought of was this, and I'll give my first of the honorable mentions. Giving it away. My first honorable.
Just giving mention. It away.
Yeah.
For free.
Oh. Ooh. This almost made my list, just for iconic purposes.
Yeah.
Is that? I mean, I think those are both S tier. Just because they're so iconic.
Yeah. I
goosebumps, man. I love this theme song too.
I really actually want to sit down and rewatch the X-Files again.
Yeah, it's on.
I've never watched the series as a whole. It's on Disney, I've actually isn't missed it? A lot of it, so I would love to sit down and watch it one Disney. Day.
They have it on Star.
X-Files have to pay for Disney.
I mean, you could just rewatch the Simpsons episode that has Mulder and Scully.
Yeah, true.
What's the purpose of this test? No reason. I just thought he could lose some weight.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what we should have done? We should have done Taffy's pick. Because Taffy picked a good one. But yeah, Doctor Who and X-Files are probably my two most iconic ones.
Those are... like both S tier.
Yeah, it doesn't
level, man.
Yeah.
Like that's really good. Like just because both like X-File, you like anybody who was around during that time, there's no escaping that sound. You knew what it was, you knew what was going on. 100%. You're like, "Oh, the X-Files are on." You could hear it across the way and you knew somebody was watching the X-Files. It was amazing. So that's a really good one. And then I mean Doctor Who is literally like as soon as I hear that whistly sound, like I know that's perfect. That's really
and like
good.
And that's not even the Doctor Who that I watched. Like the versions of it I watched were like the Tom Baker versions.
Oh, I have that on
that's what my brother like those were the episodes that my brother was watching when he was younger, so I would watch them with him. So that was my introduction
all the time.
Yeah, that was my introduction to Doctor Who. So that's the theme song that I recall, but I honestly think I like that one better. David Tennant one better.
When we were growing up, Saturday morning cartoons, then at noon immediately Doctor Who Tom Baker.
Yeah.
And it used to scare the shit out of me because the theme song is sort of scary as a child. And the visuals, the 80s, you know, the psychedelic ones. I was like, "Oh, what's going on?" But yeah. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Taffy put Law and Order also instantly takes me back. That is a good theme. Boom, boom, shall we listen
boom,
to it?
Yeah, but boom, boom. But like that's not to me. That's not like I mean it's recognizable for sure. Law and Order.
To me, that falls into the same category as like a Curb Your Enthusiasm. Like
I'd put Law and Order at B. That would be a B level for me.
Law and Order.
Wow.
B.
Yeah, for me,
that's an A for me for sure.
Law and
Order. I would put it as A. It's iconic.
What
iconic.
I think.
It's not what I think of as like a theme song.
Though. I'm gonna.
But
put
the thing is, when I think of Law and Order, I like the theme song's not what I actually think of that sound in between the scenes.
Boom, boom.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's what I think of. That's what I hear.
Let's listen to Taffy's first pick that they popped in the chat first because. I like this theme, and this was one of the top ones I thought of as well.
Every millennial knows this.
The very best.
No one ever was.
To catch them is my real test. To train them is my call. I will travel across the land.
It's immediately S tier as soon as there's a point in the song where you can do this. Like,
yeah. It's almost amazing that Pokemon is from the 90s.
Yeah, right? That's crazy.
Right? Like, it feels like an 80s show.
Look at him rocking out, this man.
That's what I mean. You can see the passion of bringing him Pokemon.
We're not doing the whole song.
I like the emo song. He's still like, yeah.
Yeah. I love that a couple years ago. He was just like, let's do it again. Let's re-record it and see how
it sounds. It is a requirement that if you sang theme songs in the 90s, you had to have a soul patch and only a soul patch.
That's fair. That was the 90s.
Michael Bolton of it all.
Yeah. Fair. He does look a lot like Michael Bolton.
Receding hairline and a soul patch, baby.
Oh, man.
I could listen to that guy sing about Captain Jack Sparrow.
That's S tier.
Yes,
that's
he could.
S-tier. I already put it S tier. Oh, yeah, okay. I'm not even a Pokemon fan, and I put it up there.
Pokemon's S tier.
You know what? Let's do our runners up.
All right.
Brent, you started us off. What's your runner up?
Okay, runner up for song, the iconic song that always got me super fucking hyped for the show, The Muppet Show, baby.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Nice.
Every single time that was one of those shows that I waited for that theme song to start, and it hyped you up and just kept building and building and building. And then the little tag at the end with Gonzo always being something new every episode to look forward to.
Hells yes. And it's on Disney Plus, so you can watch it now. Mm-hmm. Let's watch it.
Yeah.
It's the Muppet Show!
Joel Grey! Joel Grey? Damn.
Joel Grey? Hell yeah.
Yeah. I always loved, too, when they all come out and you're picking out where's your favorite characters that never got in sketches, and when they did, you were so excited.
Oh, yeah.
Where's all the monsters?
Yay! Here's my favorite.
Waka waka! We use paper plates, and every night after dinner, my wife erases the dishes.
Oh, okay.
Disney Plus. I didn't look for the whole version.
Okay, fair enough.
That's right.
You didn't think there. Disney owned your fucking childhood.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh, that's a great pick. That is
nice.
That's
like
S tier too. Oh, S tier. My god. That.
We got too many S tiers.
I know, but
at the end, we all need to brainstorm on what would we put as like F tier? Like, what's one show where you're just like universally new?
I'm sure there's lots of those. Lots of shows that I would like fucking hate.
We'll pop Law and Order there. No, I'm just joking.
No, how dare you?
I'm just joking.
I fucking love the Law and Order.
It is a good theme, yeah. Muppet Show. Hype, man. Marcus, what's your runner up?
Okay, so I it's hard because I got a couple of them, but I'm just gonna go run a couple of these. I think it's all am I all cartoon? I think I'm all cartoon.
That's fair.
So going back, there is the Thundercats theme song.
That's on my list
just because hearing like Thundercats, whoa, Thundercats are on, like, it's just such a good. Are you playing it? I will play it.
You know what's funny is I picked the alternative to Thundercats, which was Silverhawks, as another.
I love Silverhawks,
right?
Too. That was so
right?
good.
So that was my third one I was gonna play, but I'm gonna play Thunderhawks right now. Wait, do you want to say something before Thunderhawks or not Thunderhawks? Thundercats.
If I may, I'm just
Voltron?
I'm just gonna go through. I'm just gonna go through all the ones that were just in my head. So it was Thundercats.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was the X-Men from the
97
90s. Yep. As soon as I hear iconic. That sound with the
when they popped it in, like, what was it? Ms. Marvel. And you're just like, fucking hell, they used the thing. Yep.
And then we have Darkwing Duck.
I didn't even think about that.
That's on mine right here.
Loved me some Darkwing Duck. And then the Let's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh.
Teenage
Mutant. Oh, fantastic.
Like, as soon as I heard that, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. Like, nothing got me into a room faster than that, except maybe the Gummy Bears theme song.
I understand.
So those are my all-time.
If you had to pick one of them, which one do you want to listen to now?
It's going to be Ninja Turtles. It's going to be the Ninja Turtles.
Nice.
Yeah, Ninja Turtles.
I'm totally down with that.
That was when we were originally talking the other night, Eric, and deciding what we wanted to do tonight. We were like, video game music. My number one video game music was from Ninja Turtles game. It was from the original Nintendo.
Shredder's Revenge?
TMNT, the arcade game.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
It was the Shredder's Dome theme song.
Oh, man, that's a good one, too.
That one is always stuck in my head as like one of the great. I play through that game just to hear that song.
We don't make these podcasts niche enough because we'd be like, what's your favorite NES song?
I mean,
yeah. We would all have a different should. One.
Let's do that. All right, let's listen to Ninja Turtles. Oh, hype.
He taught them to be ninja teens.
Yep. That's ninja adults.
That's right.
Give me a break.
The party thing.
I like turtles.
It just gets me so excited. Like
my mom would like make some of our clothes and stuff like that, and she made my best friend and I matching Ninja Turtle sweaters,
iron on or whatever. Cool.
And pajamas actually. Yeah, like I saw the picture somewhere.
The majority of my toys growing up were He-Man action figures and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle action figures, and I had like basically every single one of each of them, and all the adventures they would go on together.
One of the best days of my life. I remember two times getting like when I was growing up. I remember two times I got a present, like seared in my brain. The first time was when I got the blimp from Ninja Turtles. And the second time was when I got the pizza thrower.
For me, same thing, but it was the sewer playset.
Oh, damn, I never got that.
I got the sewer playset, and that thing stuck with me for years. Mm. Love that. And then the other was He-Man. I remember my neighbor was selling a bunch of He-Man toys. He had every toy. Mm. And I remember like going to my mom, like, I want some. And she's like, oh, no, you know, we can't get all of them. Just pick one. So I ended up picking like Skeletor. And I went home with it. And then the next morning, I remember I woke up and my parents were like, oh, there's something outside for you. And I opened like the window and they had bought every single toy, including the Snake Mountain and Castle Grayskull.
Oh, my God.
They had everything out there for me. They just bought it all. And I could have died. It was all like from my neighbor, but like all of them were still so awesome. In great condition. Ooh. I got every single He-Man toy I ever wanted was just right there.
That's so cool.
It was one of the best things I've ever seen.
I remember Christmas time one year, like around that, my brother had loaned me one of his keyboards to play for a while so I could start learning how to play. And he got tired of me just playing Groovy Kind of Love by Phil Collins over and over again, so he took the keyboard away. But Christmas time, my gift from him, I look under, is like it's this long rectangular box, and I was like, oh shit. And I pick it up and it's fucking heavy, and I'm like, oh shit, my brother got me a fucking keyboard for Christmas, holy crap. And I'm all excited, I'm super excited to open it up, and I open it up and I tip the thing over to like let everything slowly slide out, and the first thing that slides out are a couple weights to match the weight, followed by four Ninja Turtles figures, and I was even more excited by that.
That's awesome. I was like,
fuck the keyboard. Yes.
Oh my God. That's so good. So good. Oh. Dave, you get one of your runners up now.
Well, I mean, you already mentioned X-Men, which is
Airwolf again.
It would be.
You're gonna do Airwolf of the Land, which is Knight Rider.
Knight Rider. I mean, the Knight Rider theme's pretty good.
It is very good.
No, we used to watch. My dad would actually gather my whole family on Saturday morning would watch the X-Men cartoon.
Oh, nice.
But this is a cartoon I watched by myself. I'm gonna go with Beast Wars.
Oh shit! I didn't even leave that up.
Yeah.
That fucking slide guitar at the beginning. So good.
So you're saying, Beast Wars, because like they also had that time when it was renamed.
So it was Beasties in Canada and Beast Wars in the States.
Yeah.
But we had both U.S. and Canadian channels, so we got to watch both versions.
Yeah.
It just had a different title.
Yeah.
I just enjoyed Beast Wars better. It sounded better.
It's a better name. Yeah. They just didn't want the word war in for Canadian.
Yeah, yeah. We're too nice. Right. Let's listen to the shit.
Yeah.
Not shit. It's amazing.
Yeah, we know what you mean.
Look at those graphics.
Predacons and Maximals.
I'm getting Reboot vibes right now.
I love Reboot.
Reboot was high on my list, too.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about this theme. That's awesome.
Oh. 1998, the pinnacle of animation.
I mean,
yeah,
he looks amazing.
Ah, yes, Optimus Prime, we meet again.
I always felt so bad that Rhinox like was the only one that like never evolved for the longest time. All the other guys like souped up to like nicer
suits. He didn't want to. He didn't want to fight. Yeah. He's a pacifist when he can be.
Beast Wars.
Freaking loved Dinobots so much.
I mean, so good.
That was good.
Yeah.
All the voices were fucking amazing.
Amazing. Oh my god, this is a good episode. I really like it. I'm just hyped now from all these TV shows. I want to watch them all.
That's okay. I actually just added one to my list because of talking about like the nostalgia factor.
I think
there's one show that I forgot about.
I think we'll finish at our third one and then that's it. We'll just do three tonight.
Okay. I'll pick one more that we can play, but I'll rattle off like some of the like the honorable mentions and stuff. Like,
okay. A draft TRH on the chat wrote Rhinox turned evil later, right? Or am I misreading?
Yeah. That's in the shitty. Yeah. Eric liked that show. I didn't like that show.
What was it called? The
Beast Machines.
Beast Machines.
Yeah.
When they're back on Cybertron. Yeah.
They were
Megatron's
like
slightly
translucent looking.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah. They got better graphics and everything, but I didn't think it was as good. The show was
no, because they fucked with like the story that we all loved from before. Like it just kind of, I don't know. I felt like it slapped Beast Wars in the face. And I didn't like that.
Fair.
It was disrespectful to Beast Wars.
I lie. Yeah, fair. All right, Brent, what's your number three? And then let us know your, we'll talk about your
yeah,
other
I'll
ones
rattle
afterwards.
Off some of the, like, I had some other sitcoms on there, like Growing Pains and My Two Dads. I love those songs. I mean, we played Muppet Show, but Fraggle Rock was also, like, high on my list of, like, iconic intros. We talked about Thundercats. Another big animated one that was, like, huge for me was The Raccoons. That was such a huge like Sunday afternoon show that we all watched here. Pee-wee's Playhouse, obviously, is super iconic. We talked earlier, but whether
wasn't that the theme from the movie though?
No.
TV show came first.
The show came first. And Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Taffy wrote a good one in the chat. The Animaniacs.
And Pinky and the Brain
and Tiny Toon Adventures.
Tiny Toon.
Oh yes,
those are all great. Sorry, Brent.
Tiny Toon Adventures is about to start.
Taffy broke us with the Animaniacs.
we talked also about like whether or not to include Peacemaker because it's
the song
like,
came out
the
first.
Song and everything. Yeah. But it's just such an amazing opening title sequence. Tales from the Crypt, another one. Every time I hear that song, it just brings me back to like getting so excited watching each of those episodes. But this one is like, this was one I literally just added, and this is a song that was like super iconic to me. I'm gonna just give you the link in chat here.
All right.
This is a show that was on every single morning before I went to school.
We can't do this
and
one. This was a movie theme.
No, it's not.
Was it not?
Nope. And this was, I would wake up every day. My mother would come into my room. She would turn on my TV, and she would say, "It's time to juice it up, Beatles style." And I would watch the cartoon version of Beetlejuice. I knew as soon as Beetlejuice is over, I got to get up, go have breakfast.
I don't know if you're aware, this is timely with American politics, you know. Yeah.
But this was one of the most iconic shows for me growing up.
Let's
for that
do
reason.
This.
Like it was just such a beautiful connection between my mother and I every morning. So nice.
This is also Danny Elfman, isn't it?
I thought this was in the movie theme song.
It's a variation of it. Yeah, it's not the same song, but there are a lot of overlapping elements to the... But it's absolutely not the same song.
Oh, random 3D animation.
Yeah. Well, they had 3D animation in Beetlejuice, right? The movie? The worms and stuff were all... Right? Wasn't Outside 3D animated?
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
When they go to leave the house and then there's like the sandworms. Like,
I forgot how good that intro, like just the animation for it was. Damn. That looks good, like even by today's standards. I loved it. That was good. Any other honorable mentions you want to mention there?
The only other two that I really had listed on my list was like, I think the one that nobody really knows about is Awesome Town, a very short lived show by the Lonely Island guys.
Yep.
And Survivor. Like, Survivor is just iconic to me, and the fact that, like, every single season, they tailor the music to fit the theme of that season or the location of it, and it changes a little bit every single time. They've kind of stopped doing that over the past, like, 10 seasons, but that was such an iconic show growing up. Like,
10
like,
seasons when they, is when 4 years.
They
went
to Thailand, right? And they had, like, the very, like, all the very, like, Asian elements, like, introduced into the song, and it was, like, beautiful, and I was like, I love that they do that every year.
Ooh, the new one's starting soon, isn't it?
Next month? This week or next week?
Is it this week? Okay, well, I'm looking forward to
it. Is it this week or next week?
I have no idea. Soon, either way.
I think it's next week, because I think it's the 27th.
Cool. Well, we'll try and see it. Marcus, you rattled off a bunch of yours, but which one do you want to listen to?
I think I want to hear some Darkwing Duck.
Fuck yes. Good one. Darkwing Duck. Let's get... Oh.
So what are your other ones, though, that...
Let's get dangerous.
The other ones?
Yeah.
There was Thundercats. There was... just looking at Darkwing Duck now. I just went like... Animaniacs was actually like one of the things too. Like, I mean, like that's such a damn good one too. I forgot about Tiny Toon Adventures though. That was that's a fucking great show.
I thought about that or Muppet Babies as well.
Oh, Muppet Babies.
Muppet Babies.
Oh, yeah.
Muppet Babies.
Oh my god, so
amazing.
Good.
Oh shit. We should have just done cartoons.
Fucking hell. You could just spend 10 hours talking about cartoons.
They seem to have, like, to me, like, the cartoons have the biggest impact on me, for sure.
What did we watch as kids? We watched cartoons. And
we watched cartoons.
The songs that we remember are the iconic ones that we listened to growing up.
They also gave a shit.
There will be a
short discussion after we do our runners-up. Let's listen to Darkwing Duck, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's get dangerous.
Now I also want to take a tailspin.
Oh, tailspin.
Let's get dangerous. Still to this day, I think one of my all-time favorite series of episodes on a show was when Darkwing Duck did like the Avengers take. like the team with him and Gizmo Duck and the little mermaid girl. And like, oh, like I'd love that.
You know, which one actually sticks out with me with Darkwing Duck was there was the episode where Gosling ends up going into like some alternate version of their world, like some sort of alternate dimension or a timeline where Darkwing Duck is actually a bad guy.
Oh,
where he's
yeah.
not like the good guy. Like that was that one really hit me. I remember watching that being like, oh my God, because there's a whole part where she's like, I'm not afraid of your gas gun. He's like, gas gun? I haven't used a gas gun in years. And he's like shooting real bullets. And I was like, like I remember like that one really hit me, but I loved that. Just thinking of things that popped up, like it's not even that, it's more so the sound of it, but like the gargoyles.
I have that up there
too. Played that right before we started recording.
Yeah.
God, before like, you got here.
It's like the music like it's so grandiose. But hearing what's his name?
Keith
what's
David.
What's Goliath? Keith David. Hearing that scream that
we live again.
I love that. That one also just would get me so damn jazzed up.
I don't know if anyone watched the new DuckTales.
With David Tennant?
Yeah, the one with David Tennant. But
I'm on DuckTales, Larry.
But they but they brought back Darkwing Duck on it too. So
Here's an idea for you for a future show for us to do music wise. Is again we do theme songs and that. But each of us come in with like a list of like obscure ones that probably no one's ever really heard of. Take the nostalgia factor out of it. And just listen to them and rank them S tier whatever based on the merits of the song.
I got some like real underground Australian movies that none of you have ever seen.
Come in with like five. Each of us come with like five completely obscure ones that you don't think anyone's
I feel
ever
like five
heard of.
You,
even
time.
If you haven't heard of them, and just we rank them based on the merits of the song.
I like it. Let's do that. We'll do that. All right,
because we're all giving everything S tier right now.
Okay,
so it's nostalgia goggles.
I have so many, but my honorable mention because it's really tough to not list my top tier. But you'll get so Spider-Man the Animated Series was good.
Yep.
We're all DuckTales, right? DuckTales, fucking amazing. Goof Troop.
Yes, Goof Troop.
Yeah.
Goof Troop was great. You guys won't know this one. I've talked about this on another show, but Mummy's Alive.
I remember
Mummy's Alive.
Okay.
Micro Mice from Mars.
Actually, the theme's not good though.
But I mean, the show is fucking boring.
But the one I think we should listen to.
Hold on, one sec. I have to respond to Pascal in the chat, who is talking about the best theme song of all time. Star Trek Enterprise is not disqualified it would be disqualified because it was a song before it became a theme song.
Yeah.
Because it's been a long road getting from there to here.
It's only theme songs made for the show.
Made for the show.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like Batman 89 doesn't count, you know.
It's
all
been
that stuff.
A
like,
long road.
This is tough. Because like
I
love
to do Firefly too, but I was like, for that reason we'd have to disqualify. So
the song for Fire, he and his brother wrote it for the show.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Shit, I would have put that on then.
Yeah. Take my love.
Take my land.
Take me where I cannot stand.
Yeah.
All right. But I'm gonna go, and this is real tough. But this is a shout out to my best friend, grown up, because this is our video game. This is a show we watch. I mean, we watch a lot of shows, but Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Yeah.
I love that game so much too.
It's so good. Here's the thing: he would always make me Dale. He was like, "You're the cool one."
I have that on PlayStation.
That's a good game.
Because I bought the Disney pack that had like Chip and Dale's and DuckTales and like all of those games all in one. So shit, I should go back and play that.
Yeah. But listen to this goodness.
Let's do it.
It's so weird to watch this now after watching the Andy
Samberg.
Movie.
That was a good movie.
That was a good movie.
It's so weird how the machinations of that.
Japan Dale, rescue Rangers, Japan Dale, in this danger.
I mean, it's It's Tree Mouse, Magnum P.I., and Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
There's drag canceled.
Damn. This is good. Oh,
so good.
That was such a good one.
So good.
All right. So,
I don't want to go back to work tomorrow. I want to relive in my childhood forever. Damn it. Damn this show.
All right. I'll go through my some of my runners up because I have a billion of them. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, yeah. I was waiting for somebody
Everyone
to say
gonna
that.
Everyone was going to say that. Cheers, yeah. Also amazing.
Cheers, yeah.
The Jeffersons theme song, because Moving On Up is... Moving on
I like Fresh Prince really quick because I think it is... I also want to say, because I think it's the perfect television theme song, because what other theme song perfectly tells you in the opening what the damn show is That's about?
Fair. Well, the Jeffersons
But I mean, he literally tells you, like, this is what the show is because this happened.
You should pin that thought for when we talk about next. Knight Rider, which we mentioned above. Brave Star. Again, we're going
Brave
to cartoons.
Star.
Silverhawks, like I said earlier. The show that I used to watch all the time with my family. We used to take the pullout couch and put it on. We would sit on the bed. Was Quantum Leap. So that theme song is seared in my brain.
Our family did that too. That was another one that my family was really big on.
Yeah, together. Such a good show. Battlestar Galactica was amazing. That theme song, the Bear McCreary,
the OG,
McCreary one. I do like the OG one too, and I like that they incorporated in the 2005 series. 2005, I think that's right. But the one I'm gonna put on, and you guys saw me loading this up earlier, is something for the Canadians out here.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Because growing up, this song, this show was this show was just in my brain.
Oh,
for so many reasons, and let's just listen to today's special.
This was another mother and me show. Like, she was addicted to this show as well.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah. See, they're bringing me back to the era now. I want to listen to, like, Under the Umbrella Tree. And,
well,
like,
I guess that's all locked up tight now, as it should be.
I'm intrigued because this is this show. This wasn't in the States, was it? So,
well, everything's all safe down here.
The people in the chat are gonna be like, "What is this?"
It's Sam Crenshaw. It's Jody and Sam. And where's Muffy?
Muffy's upstairs. She doesn't go downstairs.
Okay, it's clear. The customers have all gone home now.
It's for everyone.
Oh god, the effects.
Today's special. Come join in the fun. With magic everywhere.
A world for us to share.
And nice to have you. This was a Canadian show.
It's a Canadian show for sure.
To meet us there. For today's special. It's about to appear. It's about to appear. Today's special. Shout it loud and clear. Today's special.
Today's special.
Today's special is adventure.
Ooh.
Like, it's just, I hear that, and I want Mr. Dress-Up. I want the friendly
I was just going to say,
Umbrella Tree.
We would be really bad Canadians if we didn't mention the Mr. Dress-Up thing, which is
pretty good. Damn good.
Pretty good.
All right. Those are damn good. We picked some good ones. The question, which we didn't even talk about at the beginning of the show, is there's been a recent trend where they've really not really been using theme songs. Do you miss this? Like, do you like this trend?
There's a reason. I really sat down and I thought about it, and I understand the reason why. And the reason why is, like I said earlier, theme songs existed for people who were flipping through channels. That every half hour when something new is on, you flip through a channel, you come across a show, they take 30 to 60 seconds to really quickly let you know this is what the show is, this is what it's about, this is who's in it, this is the song to get you addicted. Mm-hmm. Exactly, to hook you in, to keep you watching. Nobody flips through channels anymore.
Yeah.
We all do streaming. We all know. Nobody's like, if you can really stop and think, what's the last television show that you can really think of that you discovered just by flipping through the channels? Everything you watch now, you know.
Extreme Bake Off or something like that.
Yeah, but I mean, even that's like not flipping through regular channels. That's just like sorting through Netflix one day.
I think there's a different purpose now, because one of the things I would have brought up is, because I really like this, is the theme from Daredevil, the Netflix show. Oh, I think all of the Marvel Knights shows really did like have that, where the episode's done, and then it starts that, and that theme kicks off, and you know, hey, it's a new episode of the show. That's kind of what it's for now. Like, it doesn't serve any other purpose. I mean,
it's marketing now.
Yeah.
It was the same with.
What was marketing then?
That sound that like dun 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 dun. Like, we know what it is, but not a lot of them are doing that. Like, there's a handful of shows, a handful of series that are doing it, and then there's some that are just
none of us said Mandalorian.
I mean, it's good.
I wanted to say,
Boba Fett.
Or I wanted to say Stranger Things, but I think Stranger Things is indicative of what the problem is right now, which is we're not creating theme songs to advertise a show. We're creating theme songs for the purpose of marketing a show.
Yeah,
it's not about enticing people to like to watch something and go,
that's marketing.
I want to. No, but it's not like, but you're not putting it on and going like, you know, like, oh, well, this is explaining what the show is. I'll sit down and watch it. You're creating something that's like, you're creating something just purely for marketing, beyond catching people casually.
Well, people watch differently now too. It's not just that they watch differently because they're not flipping through channels, but because people can pause and rewind and go look up a thing, right? Like,
that's the point I'm making though, is that it's the television scape that it is today. It's not what it was back in the 80s.
But also now, most people, like, and I hate to say this, a lot of people just skip the intro. Like that skip intro button that when it was introduced, like, why are companies going to spend the money on a theme song if people are just not going to even spend the time there, right?
That's why, like, the only shows now where I really wish that they would still do it is, like, a lot of the reality shows that I watch, like Big Brother, Survivor, stuff like that. I wish they would, because every season you've got 16 to 20, whatever, new people playing. Mm-hmm. And I feel lost in the first few episodes because there's a lot of new people. It's a lot of names being thrown at me in an hour-long show. So it's nice having the intro with all of the people on it so I can kind of familiarize myself with them a little bit better going into the show. Yeah. But they don't do it. Like, Big Brother does it now where, like, once out of every, like, seven episodes, they'll run an opening title, and that's it.
People are binging, though, right?
Survivor makes it, but they only put it on online. They don't put it on the edited shows.
I think it's interesting that none of us picked anything from the past 10 years.
It hits differently. Yeah. It's like what we listen to now. Like, I'm just thinking about this now. Like, me and Chris have been watching the show Only Murders in the Building.
Yep, that's a great theme
song. And it's a theme song, but it's not the same kind of. It's not the same hit as these old theme songs that had, had like that thing that pulled you.
Also. All pick stuff from our childhood, which is a very different time. We all pretty much all pick stuff that was pre 9/11. Let's like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, 100%.
My childhood was pre Berlin Wall.
I had a year of that.
God, let's see. There are some in the chat. We said Law and Order already. Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters theme. But that was from the movie Tales from the Crypt.
That was also like the hit song in the 80s, wasn't it? Like 84, I think, was the hit song.
Yeah. Jetsons and the Flintstones also up there.
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo. Oh, man. I can't wait till we do another theme. Like, I like the themes.
I'm honestly now thinking like video game themes because of like video Baba Yetu theme. From Civ 4.
Baba Yetu is one of the best themes, if not the
is
best theme
so
ever made.
Good. Like the Halo theme.
Did I tell you I performed Baba Yetu once?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no. It's awesome.
There you go. Learn something new every day.
Baba Yetu. Anyway, we'll do a video game. Oh my God, video game theme song is going to be
I'm thinking of them right now.
Yeah. we'll do it. We'll do it soon. Again, I didn't even mention this at the beginning of the show. This episode is being recorded during the WGA and SAG-AFTRA strike. So we are in full support of them. Pay your writers, pay your actors, pay them a living wage. Just do it. Right?
Yeah.
These CEOs don't need another boat. They don't need another yacht. Not a boat. They don't need another yacht with a helicopter pad with a gold-plated helicopter on it. They don't need another one. Pay your people, the ones that were actually building the show, the money they deserve. All right.
Yep.
That's it for us. Oh, man. Tavi says they need to hear Animaniacs. Let's, you know, let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
The
let's
outro.
Go.
The outro. Let's see outro. Also, I forgot to say Freakazoid, which was a great one.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I forgot about that.
Oh, Freakazoid.
Bum, 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 bum. But that's kind of like already, I feel like that was like basically a song already. They just changed the lyrics.
I'm also surprised that none of us picked anything iconic like King of the Hill, Simpsons, Family Guy.
Simpsons,
yeah.
But they're not like.
Or Futurama. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh,
ding,
yeah.
Yeah, I like that one. Ding, that's
ding,
a good one.
Ding, ding. All right, let's go ahead on Animaniacs because, oh, wait, Pascal, I don't know what the real songs went in recent time. Star Trek Picard Season 3. Damn good. That was a good theme.
I'm loving that. I love that one. Yeah.
Yes. I talked to the composer of Picard Season 3, both of them, and they had some really good stories about it. I'll post a link of it later. But yeah, let's. I didn't know Pascal was a Star Trek fan. That's awesome.
Oh, yay. Big time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big time.
I know a lot of Star Trek people in the industry, so it's crazy. Yeah. Let's listen to Animaniacs as we go out. All right. All right. Let's do it. This is the old one, not the newer one.
Yeah, of course.
Well, yeah, it's black and white. Wait a minute.
The brothers and the Warner sister dots. Just for fun, we run around the Warner movie lot. They lock us in the tower whenever we get caught. But we break loose and bend our rules, and now you know the plot. I completely forget that this was Steven Spielberg created.
Yeah.
He also did Tiny Toons.
Yeah, Tiny Toons, too.
Fucking Clinton joke.
There's a lot of Clinton jokes in Animaniacs.
I miss all of these other people.
We were back then when the consensus man, what a bad president.
I love those pigeons, man.
Yeah.
The good feathers.
The good feathers.
Maybe. Oh, I was looking for Chicken Chow Maney.
So good. All right. That's awesome. Oh, man. I'm going to watch all of these cartoons now. This is a great episode, guys. We're going to totally get demonetized. Not that we're monetized.
We're not monetized.
We're going to get muted on YouTube when this goes out. So.
It'll be
amazing.
Fine.
It's fine. Who cares? Yeah. Good job, guys. I look forward to talking. Maybe we'll do the video game theme next. I think that might be the one in two weeks. We'll see.
First week of October, is that
what that is? We'll see. My schedule is going to be a little crazy in October because I have a show at the end.
Yeah, I probably have midterms that week as well. So
I'll let you guys know.
And I'm off the next week, so we should probably do it the week after.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Anyway, okay. Thank you guys for coming on. Thank you, Marcus. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Brent. I almost called you Raven. That was weird. for coming on.
Hey, you don't even have the names up on Twitch either.
Not today. No.
Well. Yeah. We're just if they don't know who we are by now.
Right. Yeah. We shall see you guys soon. Thank you guys out there for listening to us talk about our favorite theme songs. We will see you later. Goodbye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's it for us this week on Geeks with Kids. If you want to get a hold of us, you can send us an email at podcast@geekswithkids.ca. And don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geekswithkids. Follow us on Twitter at GeeksWithKidsCN. Check out our pics on Instagram at GeeksWithKids. And you can find all of this good stuff on our website at www.geekswithkids.ca. So if you like what you hear, why don't you hit that subscribe button and leave us a comment. This podcast can be found on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, YouTube, and your favorite podcasting app. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.